of your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Hey, hey everybody, welcome to Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray again. On another Saturday at 12 noon. You know, I just wanted to talk to y'all today about, you know, some question and answer. Anybody call in? If you got any questions, please press 1 and I'll bring you in and we can talk about any questions you may have, whatever the case may be. But I want to discuss some things. You know, somebody came to me the other day about, they asked me about somebody's training method. They asked me, if they said they told them that they got them a trainer, and the trainer said, they told them that it goes what they want to gain weight, gain some muscle, whatever. And the trainer told them that they was going to be mad, and they was going to have to eat 800 calories a day. And I said, 800 calories? 800 calories? 800 calories is not enough to gain anything. 800 calories is going to make you lose. So listen. There's a concept about losing weight and gaining weight. You need to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Whether your eating habits have to be right for the situation. In order to gain muscle or gain size, you're going to have to eat more, produce more calories, gain more calories than what you're taking in. Because if you're only taking in 800 calories, if you go work out, you're going to burn some of them calories off. So how are you gaining any muscle from that 800 calories? So 800 calories a day is not going to be enough to gain any weight. So, like I said, I had somebody ask me that, and asked me about it, and I was like, you know, you have to make sure the person is giving you the right information. I'm not saying everybody's out to do something wrong, but you know, you gotta make sure you're getting the right information because, you know, if you're trying to gain some weight, 800 calories a day is not gonna be enough. Now, I always make sure that the person that you get is giving you the right information, even if you have to research it yourself. So always make sure you're able to maintain and do the right thing. Now, today is a question and answer day, and if anybody out there have any questions, please press 1 and I'll bring you in and we can talk about or answer any questions that you may have about fitness. Just know getting into fitness and getting into training depends on what you're trying to do, whether it's gain weight, lose weight, whatever the case may be. You have to be doing the right thing. You have to make sure you're taking in enough carbs or taking in enough food, because if you don't, your body's not going to change. It's not going to grow, or it's not going to lose weight. So you want to make sure it changes all the time, and make sure you're doing the right thing. Like I said, you know, make sure you're taking in enough calories, because you're burning calories doing workouts. You're going to have to make sure you put in enough calories to make sure that you replace what you lost. Now, you know, me being a trainer, I've been a trainer for some years now, so I have to make sure that I teach my people the right thing, because I make sure my people, not only am I teaching them how to work out or what to do to work out, but I also make sure that they are doing the right thing. I also make sure they get a lesson at the same time, because I want you to be able to, if you ever in a position to where you're not working out with me, that you know exactly what you need to do in order to reach your goals. It's not just going to be a training session and you don't learn anything. I want you to learn everything you can from my training session. Now, Today is question and answer. Anybody got any questions or concerns, anything they want to talk about today, please press 1 and I'll bring you in, and we can talk about anything that you may have questions about. Now, people got to make sure that you're doing the right thing. This time of year is the time that you need to really be monitoring what you take in, because this time of year it gets cold. Nobody really wants to work out. They want to sit around and watch TV and stuff like that. So people have to make sure that you're doing the right thing, even during the wintertime. Summertime, I mean, even wintertime, you still need to make sure you're drinking enough water. Water is the key. Water is the number one thing, even wintertime, regardless. But fitness is very important in everybody's life, especially people that may be having difficulties with some kind of medical issues, or maybe having difficulty getting on the right track. But make sure, this one thing you need to make sure of, make sure you get checked by a doctor first before you jump out there into any exercise. Before you jump into any fitness exercise, be sure consult your physician first before you jump into any exercise program. And another thing, be honest with your trainer. If your trainer asks you 1,000 questions about your health history, about your medical ailments, or any kind of problems you may have, you have to be honest, because a trainer only is going to know what you tell him. But you have to be honest, because you don't want the trainer to put you in a compromised position or put you into an exercise that might injure you and cause you bodily harm. So you got a lot of people out here that don't want to be honest about their medical history, their medical background, their ailments, anything that's happened to them, if they're diabetic or not, or, you know, stuff like that. You ask them a question, they be like, no, you ain't a medical issue, no. But then come to find out later on, you're passing out in the middle of a workout. You know, I had a client back in Texas years ago that, she passed out. You know, since she passed out, she got incoherent, but she fell, and I caught her because we didn't know what was going on, but I told her I wasn't going to train her again until it had never happened before. It had just started, but I told her I wasn't going to train her again until she go to the doctor and have them tell her or see what was wrong with her to why she was passing out. So I'm a firm believer in making sure that you are taking care of yourself. Health is safety is number one. So people have to remember, you have to always tell the truth when you're talking to a trainer or a medical professional, a trainer and or a medical professional. Because if you're not talking to a trainer or a medical professional, or if you are talking to them, you're not telling the truth. Like I said, you might jeopardize yourself or put that trainer in a position to where he might injure you or give you the wrong exercise to injure you, or then you're going to be mad, upset, or you might mess up and try to go to the hospital. So we want to prevent those things from happening. We have to make sure that that trainer is doing everything he or she is supposed to do to make sure that you reach your fit. Only be helpful if you're helping him or her. So be honest when you come to talk to a trainer about your medical history, your training history, your workout history, and all that other stuff. So everybody needs to make sure that they are honest and everything. And make sure the trainer that you got knows your business. Okay, if you have to check the certification, you can. There's no law that says you cannot check the certification. You can ask for a certification or contact the company that they say they certify with and see if they certify. You know, you want to make sure that they're legit, not just out to get some money. So make sure that they're doing the right thing also. Not just you, but you got to make sure they're doing the right thing too, because you do have a lot of trainers out there that will try to get over on you, and you have to make sure that they're doing the right thing. So, you know, I'm a firm believer in making sure that people reach their goals. I like for people to reach their goals, because reaching your goal really and truly excites me, actually. You know, that's what helped me to get my rushes, to make sure that people reach their goals. And as long as they're reaching their goals, I'm happy. As long as you're happy, hey, that's what makes a great team. And I've had some clients in the past, you know, they go out and make shirts on their own, you know what I'm saying, raise team, or, you know, one of the know, love, we love Raymond's trainer, whatever the case may be. Support your trainer. Let him know that you enjoy what he does, he or she does. Let them know that they're doing a great job because, you know, even though I'm going to know or the trainer's going to know by your weight loss or if they're doing body fat measurements and everything. So just make sure you're doing the right thing and make sure you are truthful about your assessments and everything, you know. Make sure that you have a goal and don't set your goal so high to where you feel that you may not reach that goal. And when I tell you, your goals could be start off small. You know, start off small as far as make your goals some simple for the first few months. You're going to lose this or you're going to stop doing this, you're going to stop doing that. So you have to always make sure your goals are realistic. Make sure your goals are something that you know that you're going to reach. Because sometimes people set goals that they aren't going to reach or going to attempt to reach or try to reach, but or they want to reach it, but it's not really a reachable goal because they're going to have to put so much on them in order to reach that goal. But, you know, training and fitness all go hand in hand. And the clients, and the, you know, always remember the client as a client, you are a representation of that trainer. So you have to be careful or mindful as to how you're eating out there in the world, how you are participating out there in the world, and what you're doing in your activity. So always be mindful that you are a representation of that trainer, regardless of what you think. You know, and I've known in the past that, you know, clients or people that have trainers will lie about what they're doing. You know, they'll say they're not eating this and that, but they're going home eating a whole gallon of ice cream or eating a whole bunch of ho-hos and wham-whams, you know. So you got to be careful because it'll come back. I had a client, a couple of clients, and the husband and wife would come in and tell every time what they did. Oh, yeah, birthday cake, or we did this. You know, he would be mad, upset. I'd be laughing because she would come tell me exactly everything. But it's always good to know your limits. Give yourself a goal. Reach yourself a goal at the end of a certain time, a month, so you lose a pound. So you get discouraged a little bit, but not discouraged to the point to where you doing too much and you fall back. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep pushing forward. You only do a little bit at a time. But, you know, today I just wanted to discuss with y'all about how important it is for a client to make sure that they got the right trainers. Make sure these trainers are giving them factual information. Because it's easy to get some bad information and not know the truth. Because if you're not the trainer, you don't know the information. They can tell you anything. But like I said, today was Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. I wanted to, you know, get you a question answered, give you a possibility to be able to answer any and all questions that you may have. But, you know, thank y'all today. You know, I want to thank y'all for coming out and listening. Well, for listening. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for coming out, joining me today. You can always reach me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 662-368-2152. You can call me on my cell, and we can always get in some presentation or I can answer questions. But again, this is Trainer Ray. Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Thank y'all for joining me today.